Philip Meyer's second novel, The Sun, reaches back into the 19th century American past and yanks it into the present with such force that the reader feels literally astride two worlds, caught up in their many connections. Ambitious? You bet. Right at home in the category Great American Novel. Its theme is America, its mythology, that of the Wild West, from the birth of the Texas Republic to the present day. Sprawling and epic, the novel is also intimate and personal. Like a Scorsese film, it's filled with vast landscapes and loud behaviors, but with everything held up close. Thoughts explored, secrets revealed, internal struggles of self against self at the heart of things. It is our history, defined through one family. This is the story of the McCulloughs, from the hill country along the Pedernales River, outside today's Austin, Texas. Their family history, quilted together in pieces through four different relatives, reflects on four generations of American life. In a bow to William Faulkner, the author shows how family influences pervade and gradually shape a culture. Through narrative technique, we are transported into the lives of these characters. We are there with each of them. First, we meet Eli, the son of the title. He speaks in the first person, for the record, to a WPA recorder. The year is 1936. Eli celebrates his date of birth on the day, as he puts it, the Republic of Texas was freed from Mexico, March 2, 1836. First child born in the new republic, his 100-year-old life represents its early history. Orphaned in a Comanche raid, kidnapped and raised by the tribe, Eli lived as an Indian until starvation and disease killed off his people. Returned to the white man's world, he now found foreign, he eventually joined the first of the Texas Rangers, dispatched to hunt down the ragtag gangs of Indians, still marauding settlements, capturing white scalps. Jeannie, the second McCullough we meet, remembers Eli lovingly, the grandfather she adored as a child. Jeannie was the only girl in her family, and her cattleman father had no time for girls. Eli had time for her and taught her the lessons of his life. They made her tough. Jeannie has lived through the Depression and World War II. With her brothers lost to the war, she inherited the McCullough Ranch, a huge cattle enterprise built by Eli and his sons. Mixing with the cattle barons holds challenges for a woman in the 1950s. But when the Arabs came to Texas, as she puts it, Jeannie gave up cattle and started drilling. She is now big oil and remembers the day a local boy named Lyndon Johnson, running for the Senate, stopped by to seek her endorsement. It's 2012, and Jeannie is alive with lots of memories. Peter McCulloch, Jeannie's uncle, speaks through his diaries. The earliest entry, August 13, 1915. Peter has always repudiated his father's brutal approach to life, but stayed on to help run the ranch with Eli after his brothers had gone overseas. Most introspective of the characters, a poet dressed as a cowboy, Peter suffers through his relationship with his father, as together they face the racism, land-grabbing, cattle-rustling menaces of their time. Then, overall, looms the prospect of the oil rig. The fourth voice must come as a surprise. It is the voice of the last generation. Read the book to discover this final history. You won't regret it. This is Julie Crittenden speaking for the Friends of the Park City Library.